Welcome to the Road of Faith, my friends. My name's Ken Fletcher. I'm so glad that you're here today because I think we're going to have a great seminar today, so don't go anywhere. Before we get started, let's have a word of prayer and ask Father to help us throughout the seminar today, this week. Father, we're so thankful for this day. And we thank you, Lord God, that you're using this seminar to speak to people today. And I thank you for my friend there who's watching this video. And we thank you, Lord, that you are speaking to him an individual, personalized message right to their heart today. And that something that they need in their life, something that they may see a little differently today because of your spirit. We thank you, Lord, to use me however you want to speak and to maybe trigger something within my friend there. And we thank you, Lord, for your working in us and through us. Thank you for helping us to get revelation and understanding of what we got a hold of here with you, how huge it is, how amazing it is. And we thank you for showing us and revealing it to us today in a clearer way today in this seminar today. And we thank you for that, Lord. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it, Father. Thank you for all these good things you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, I'm expecting him to do just that. How about you? All right. Well, our main scripture for this whole group of seminars called Know Thyself, this whole journey, is 2 Corinthians 5:17. It says, if anyone is in Christ, if any person is in Christ, he or she is a new creature, a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. So in other words, we look now. That word behold means look. Check it out. Check it out. Look, everything's new now. Everything's new because of this amazing work that God has done in our spirit, in our soul. This work of grace, this coming into being a part of Jesus, coming into this unity that we have with him, this coming into this oneness that we have with him and the Father, coming into that, and what it means to us, the unlimited nature of what we're talking about here. We're talking about being in union, in covenant, in agreement with, and who is with us is God, man. It's the one that can do anything. It's the creator. It's the one that that knows. And so now everything is new. Everything is different now that we're hooked up with Jesus. And we have his life, and we have the Father in here, and we have the Lord in here, and we have the Holy Spirit in here, and we have all of these truths that are activated in us. And many of us are so dull to it and don't realize what we got a hold of here. And instead of seeking out what great treasure we have and what great purpose we have, instead of doing that, we're off doing something naturally speaking. We're thinking about all this stuff naturally speaking, which is below who you are. Do you get that? It's below who you are. Now, nothing wrong with doing things in the natural. I don't want you to misunderstand what I'm trying to say here. All I'm trying to say is that your focus is wrong. That's what I'm trying to say. And that you're settling for less than what the Lord has for you. Yes, you are. You're settling for less than what he has for you. Well, I mean, you may be in an enormous enterprise. I don't know. And you may be having all kinds of options and everything available to you. But nevertheless, if you're not hooked up with the Lord, or even if you are hooked up with the Lord and you're dull to all that you have in him, all this enormous enterprise that you may have, it pales in comparison to what you have in the kingdom. You understand? And, so the thing that we need to try to do is to get our eyes on that part of the kingdom that we have, that part of the kingdom that we're a part of and that we're involved with the Lord in. And we're to be, to see that. We're to see that. We're to be that. We're to walk in that. And we're to understand his plan. And know when we're in his will. Oh, praise God. To know when you're in his will. Wow. I mean, just to be in his will. Man, that's the only place to be. I mean, in terms of everything that touches you and everything that is eternal in you and in the future that's coming up, to be about what the kingdom, to be about what your part is in the kingdom, be about what you're supposed to be doing in the will of God. Man, that's the place right there. That's the place to live. And so we need to endeavor, more than endeavor, we need to commit to. We need to give ourselves to. Moving into those things and seeking the Lord on what he's supposed to be, what we're supposed to be doing here. Seeking him about it. And focusing on him and focusing on what he wants with us. And in this time that we have on the earth, focusing on what he wants and our part of the kingdom and what we have and what we're supposed to be doing. It's a big deal. It's a great big deal. Well, let's go back to John chapter 14. The words of Jesus, the words of the Master that he spoke before he departed and before he knew that was coming up right around the corner. And so he was desiring, and you can hear it in his voice, how intense he is about these things. I mean, he's wanting to make sure to get across to get this to the disciples. He wanted them to get it. I mean, some of these things he would say over and over in different ways. He would say them over and over again to the disciples, same thing. And you could hear it, how he does it, how it's in his heart. He wants them to understand before he leaves. He wants them to get it and to understand. So he said, well, after everything happens, so that you'll know that you can believe, that you'll believe and you'll know what I'm talking about here. So he really emphasizes in this chapter 14 to the disciples. Amen. Well, let's start here in verse 10 in chapter 14 of John. If you can, you ought to read the whole chapter here. We're a little bit limited on time, so. But go ahead and read the whole chapter and go on to 15 and 16 and 17. And read, you know, just read all through there and find out exactly how everything lays in context and what he did, you know, before he went to the cross. Amen. In John chapter 14 and verse 10, Jesus is speaking here while he's on the earth, and he says, "Believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to the Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. And that day, at that day, ye shall know that I am in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? And Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If ye loved me, ye would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, you might believe. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh, and hath nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence. Isn't that an amazing, what an amazing thing that came off the lips of the Master here in John 14 before he went to the cross. And you can hear his heart in there. You can hear his heart throughout the whole thing here. That he wants them to get a hold of the fact, to believe that he's in the Father and the Father's in him. And he goes on to tell them that I'm gonna leave, but I'm coming to you again. I'm coming to you. And I'm coming to you, and I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm just sort of surmising some of these things that he said, but now we're looking back. After the completion of what he said here, he was looking in front. They were looking ahead and in the very near future for them. And so he's wanting to get this thing across to them, very important to him, to get this to them. He wants to make sure they understand, and that they understand that he's with the Father and in the Father, and the Father's in him. And that also that he's coming back to him. He's not going to leave him just leave him like that with nothing, no help, with no comfort, with no leadership or guidance. No. He said, I'm going to send the Comforter. The Father going to send the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, and he's going to dwell in you. He's going to be with you, and he's going to dwell in you. And because of that, I will come to you. So it's Father in Jesus and Jesus in us. And we're all one together with him. This is the work of God. Now you notice there in the one part where Judas asked him the question, how is it possible you're going to make your manifest yourself to us and not to the world? And then he just goes on to say, it's because of the Comforter that I send in my name. The Father sent the Comforter in my name. And that's how that you're going to know. And that's how you're going that it's coming to you and not the world. Because the Holy Spirit was sent to the believers, you see. Whoever believes. Of course, that's anybody in the world could believe. And that's a beautiful thing about it. He's opened it up to everybody. He hadn't left anybody out. Glory to God. And so if you're watching this, you don't know Jesus, man, he's opened it up to you. He's opened Jesus. You can have Jesus. Isn't that a wonderful thought? You can have Jesus come into your heart and commune with you, and you can be one with the Father too. Glory to God. Anybody. Everybody. He's not leaving anybody out. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Believest thou, in verse 10 there, believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. Always gave glory to the Father, didn't he? Sure he did. He wouldn't even take credit for it. And he was involved, you know, but he always says, Father did it. Father did it. Father did all these good things. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe for the very work's sake. Amen. Thank you, Lord. But I want to jump on down here into verse, let's see here. I want to talk about verse 16 here. And I will pray the Father. Jesus said, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Now, did he pray the Father? Sure he did. Did he send him? Did the Father? He did. And we have him. And we have the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. And he abides with us. Listen now. That's exciting. He abides with us forever. Amen. He abides with us forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. They cannot receive this, because it seeth him not, and neither knoweth him. But you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. The powerful, mighty, precious Holy Spirit is with us. Not only is he with us, he is in us, inside of us. We're part of him. He's part of us. Jesus is a part of us. Father is part of us. We are part of them. And we're all one together. Glory to God. Amen. Jesus says in verse 18, he says, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Glory to God. And he did. And he has. Praise God. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live. Ye shall live also. And I believe that. Because he lives, I can see tomorrow. I can face tomorrow. Isn't that beautiful? That song that was written so many years ago, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Yes, it is. Because I know he holds the future. And life is worth the living, just because he lives. And right here, he says, because I live, you shall live also. We're included in them. Isn't that a wonderful thought, that even then he included us? He included us. Because I live, ye shall live also. Thank you, Jesus. Because he lives. Thank you, Lord. We live because of him. And we'll never die. Never, never, never. Never die. The same life that our Lord has, we have. Yes, we do. The same Father the Lord has, we have. Yes, we do. The same Holy Spirit that the Lord has, we have. Yes, we do. And we're part of him, and he's part of us. And what we do down here, we want it to count for Jesus, don't we? We want it to count for eternity. We want it to count for other people, to be a blessing, to be a help to them while we're here. Because he lives, we can live also. You can live also. Because he lives. Thank you, Jesus. In verse 20, he goes on to say, "And at that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you." Man, that's as plain as it gets. That's as true as it gets. The fact that that relationship that we have in Christ with the Father, that we are included in this, that they had. Now we're included. Glory to God, we're included. We're part of it. We're part of Jesus now. Look at this verse again. "And that day you'll know that I'm in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you." Wow. The magnitude of all of that. The hugeness of all of that. To understand all of that. To get our minds wrapped around all of that. To really realize it. To the point where it changes us. And our whole viewpoint of what we see in our part of down here. Just the reason that it hasn't affected us that way. Many Christians, the reason it hadn't affected us that way to just consume us and to understand is because of the natural realm. It's because of our attention on the natural realm. And not focusing, talk a lot about focus on the seminars, but my goodness, it's so important, this thing about focus now. I mean, focusing on the thing that's true within you. You're not trying to focus, and you're not trying to dream up and trump up something, you know, trying to come up with something, dream up something, make something happen. No, it ain't about that. No, it's about finding out and getting a revelation of who you are. And what you have, who you are inside, and what the Lord has done in you. That's what you're out to find out. But unfortunately, because of the distractions out here, we're not focusing on what we're supposed to be focusing on. And because of that, we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing. And because of that, we're dull to the Spirit. We're dull to His what He's telling us to do. And we're dull to seeing things right, seeing ourselves right, seeing the world right, seeing other people right, seeing situations right. On and on it goes. Why? Because our focus is messed up. We're focusing on the natural stuff that's temporary, don't matter. That passes away, you see. We need to focus on the eternal things and the things that are important, things that's important to the Lord. Man, if they're important to the Lord, they ought to be important to us. Because we're one, as we see here. We're one. And so... that makes the things that's important to Father, man, it's important to me. That's our family business. That's what we're all about here, isn't it? Amen. Isn't that what we want to do? We want to accomplish Him, His will, and what He wants to get done down here through us and to be a blessing to people and be a help to people. Man, that's what matters. And so we want to find out how the Lord wants us to do that. And in what area He wants us to do that in. And so that's what our focus should be upon. That's what's important. Amen. "And at that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you." My. "He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him." Isn't that interesting? A lot of people don't even know what you're talking about. You're talking about, well, I talked to Jesus today. They look at you sideways because they didn't talk to Jesus today or yesterday or the day before. You know, they didn't talk. And be surprised if he talked to them. You know, are they just not, they're just not there. So they look at you and they think, well, Jesus told me this, or Jesus told me to do this, or Jesus told me to do that. And they'll look at you, they'll look at you like, yeah, right. Yeah, right. And they think, well, you know, that guy, he's one of them crazy Jesus people. He's one of them religious folks, you know, that's what they're thinking in their minds, you know. As you're, you know, talk to Jesus. Yeah, all right. Just, Jesus told you this, or Jesus told you, yeah, all right. Well, he does. And right here, he says right here, and I will love him, and I and will manifest myself to him. Well, yeah, he manifests himself to us, talks to us, and shows us and lets us experience his love. Oh my goodness. And we know he's here with us. But the world, they ain't got no idea what you're talking about. People that don't know the Lord don't have no idea. So that's what we're trying to fight. We're trying to get them into, get them into, come on with us. Come on, find out about, he's good. He's wonderful. You got to know Jesus. You got to know Jesus now. And so that's what we want to try to get a hold of, get folks in touch with him, you know, because he's so wonderful and does so many wonderful things in our lives. If we just yield to him. Praise God. But he says that I love him, but I'm going to manifest myself to him. Yes, he does. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, you do. And Judas says unto him, not Iscariot, he asks him, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Wow. And this is before the cross now. So he's telling them what's going to happen. And he says, now I'm telling you these things because so that afterward, you'll believe, you get it. Well, I want to get to the place where I believe I get it. Father, and he is in us. My, because we received him. Isn't this something? Amen. And that is so good. Amen and amen. Jesus answers that I said unto him, if a man love me and keep my words, and my Father will love him and will come unto him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. That means he lives here. He lives inside of this body you looking at here. You don't see, probably, maybe, you know, it's kind of tough if you look at this, but he's in here, and he's abiding in me. Amen. If you've got Jesus, he's abiding there in you. Now, no, he hadn't left you. You ask him in, you gave your life to him, you accepted Jesus, he hadn't gone nowhere. You said, well, I've done some bad things, he must have left me, or I must have left him. Well, listen, you can't leave him because he ain't leaving you. He gonna stick with you. You're not gonna get rid of him that easy. No, you're not gonna get rid of him like that. No, he looks past all that goofy thinking, all those wrong things that you have maybe gotten involved with, the wrong thinking you got drawn in maybe by the enemy somehow or another. You got off course, got off path, got out there, where things aren't so good. You got away from his plan for your life, perhaps. But listen, he ain't left you. No, man, he loves you. He's not going nowhere, and he's staying right with you. He understands. He looks right through. He sees right through that stuff, why you ended up where you are. He sees right through that. And so and he understands why. He understands why even more than you understand why. I mean, you may have been disobedient. You got upset at him or something and walked off and left him or whatever, supposedly, but he ain't left you. And So you might as well just realize, listen, he loves you. He doesn't care about that stuff that's happened. He really doesn't. The only thing about it that he cares about is the fact that it's hurt you, that it's hurt you, you know, and brought problems upon you. That's the only thing that he doesn't like about it. I mean, it's not that he's rejecting you on that stuff. You see, they're not rejecting you now. Listen, quit that thing that says that he's rejecting you because of something you got involved. He has not rejected you. No, the enemy somehow has snowed you and put the wool over your eyes where things are really are with you and God. And you can turn from that thing now. You can turn from that thing. All you have to do, get your eyes, say, Lord, forgive me. Show me, help me. Thank you for, you know, show me how to get out of here. I just want to be with you. I want to do things your way. Well, he will. He will. Why? Because he's there. He ain't gone nowhere. He'd been hoping you'd wake up a long time ago. He'd been thinking, you know, hey, and he's protected you, kept you in spite of all that goofy stuff. You know, he's protected you, kept you because he loves you. And he's not gone anywhere. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, in some way, he's got to be disappointed. Well, listen, no, he's not, because he loved you. He knew about that stuff for you. You know, when he accepted you and received you, he knew about all that then. So no, he's not condemning you, and no, he's not disappointed in you. He knows why you got goofed up. He knows your mind and different things have went in certain directions, and he knows the seed that was planted in there and the things that you got off on, and he knows how much you understand as a believer. Well, a lot of times people get caught up in stuff just because they don't understand who they are. They just don't understand who they are and what they have with the Lord. Well, he knows all that. He knows right where you are in your level of understanding and growth in your life. So it's not like he's looking at you condemning you for missing the mark. No, he's not. He's not condemning you for missing the mark. No, he's not. He loves you. But listen, man. He's just like any good father. You know, I mean, if you're a good father, you love your children, and you just want the best for them, don't you? Well, what if they don't? What if they miss the mark? What if they don't quite make it? All right, they, you know, to whatever that expectation is, they're missing the mark. Do you love them any less? No, you don't. You don't love them any less, and you don't leave them on account of that. No, you don't. I mean, sometimes they'll get off, maybe they'll get off way outside of where you want them to be with you relationship wise or whatever. And they're way out there and they've made decisions that maybe you can't abide by. You just can't be a part of that. You see, you can't, but do you stop loving them? Of course you don't stop loving them. And Jesus same way, you know, he doesn't stop loving you because you got goofed up in your thing. Cause you're out there, in the enemy out there where bad things didn't happen to you and things that are not good for you, whatever, but that has nothing to do with you loving your children. Ain't got nothing to do with that. You love them regardless of what they're doing. And all you want them to do is to wake up and get back to doing what they're supposed to be doing, you know, and moving into the things that's going to be a blessing to their lives and to their family, and it'll be good for them, you know, and that they would receive healing, that they would receive understanding, that they would get their course corrected and things will be well with them. Isn't that right? Well, that's where the Lord is. He ain't leave you. He ain't going to go nowhere. No, he's not. He's not going nowhere. You can go when things get tough, when things get bad, or when things, even when you get confused in your mind, you don't understand what's going on. You don't understand why you are where you are. He don't care about that. You know, as far as where you are, that he's out of sorts with you somehow. No, he's not. He is not out of sorts with you. No, he's not. He loves you, and he's for you, and he's with you. Even though you're goofed up. Amen. So his love never changes. No matter. Once you involve him and you give your life to him and he comes into you, man, he's with you. He's not some flaky in and out, you know. He's not coming in and out and saying, well, you know, you're performing good today. You've been doing good today. You hadn't messed up too bad today. I'm going to be with you today. But then the next day you get goofed up and messed up and you do something wrong, make a wrong choice, make a wrong decision. And then he said, I'm out of here. See there, see how you did? Now I'm out of here. See, that's what the devil wants you to think the way he is. I said, that's the way the devil wants you to think about the way he is. Why? The devil's that way. That's why. But Jesus ain't that. He's not that way. No, he's not that way. I'm so thankful at the times when I've been gotten goofed up in my thinking, got doing something I wasn't supposed to be doing, you know, outside of the realm of what his will was for me. That he just didn't cast me off, say, well, I'm moving out now. I'm out of here because you involved in this. Well, you know, if that's the case, then we're all in trouble here. All of us. Excuse me. All of us are in trouble here. If that's the case, then it would be a performance-based relationship, would it not? It would be a performance-based relationship based upon how good you did or how good you performed. Well, I'm a good Christian today, or I did this today, and I did this good thing today, and God has favor on me today, and he's with me today. But then, and then the next day comes, and you don't do so hot. And then you say something or you do something that's hurtful or something like that. And you wish you hadn't said later or whatever, you know. But the bottom line is that you think, well, God doesn't love me now. God done moved out because I acted like that. No, he didn't. No, he's not. He's not like that. Thank you, Lord. I mean, he understands, sees right through all of it. Every little part of it, where it came from, what's going on. And, you see, we, there's a part of our minds that's just not renewed yet. It's just not. Now, I know that, now that my mind is being more renewed, as I go along every day, you know, as I hear from the Lord, as I do things. And I know that my mind is being renewed every day, as I listen to the Lord, as I, you know, read his word and as I study his word and as I, obey what he wants to do, how he wants to do things. I do come up and I, my mind is being renewed. But listen, man, I don't know where you're at in your mind as far as where you are, in maturity, I guess you could say, or in, understanding, maturity of understanding. I don't know where you are, but I can tell you this much, that if you're still down here, that you still got some renewing to do. Now, you got some mind renewal to do yet. And I don't care if you're 130 years old, and I don't care if you've been a believer for 100 years. You got some mind renewal that you need. And that's what I'm talking about, you know, is that we need constant mind renewal. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Now, Jesus answered and said unto Judas, remember, he asked the question, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken to you, being yet present with you, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I had said unto you. Peace I leave unto you, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. That shows you right there that you got a choice. You do not have to be afraid. You do not have to let your heart be troubled. That means now the understood subject there is you, right? He said, let not. He said, the peace I give unto you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world give, I give I unto you. Let not. What are you talking about? You. You let not. You. You let not your heart be troubled. Don't let your heart be troubled. Well, there's times when we got opportunities to be troubled about things, isn't there? Yes, there is. And here he's saying, don't do that. Don't let your heart be troubled. He said, because I've given you this peace, don't let that come in there and interrupt your peace. So you've got a choice to make whether or not that's going to interrupt your peace. He gives us this peace. It's ours all day, all night. And we have these things come in that would try to come and trouble our heart. He said, don't let it. Don't let it. My friend, don't let it. Just don't let it in. Just say, no, I'm keeping peace of the Lord in me. I resist that, see? Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Don't let it. Just don't let it. Just don't let it in. In Jesus' name. Amen. Goodness sakes, I'm out of time already today. Well, we're so thankful that you're here. I pray that today that you receive something from the Lord. And sometimes these things will just, sometimes you need to go back over some of these things on these videos. I'm not saying that I've got everything. I don't, but there are things in these that the Lord, if there's something inside, listen, you need to go with that. You need to find out and stay with what the Lord is trying to, maybe you just didn't get it like you should yet. What's happened on this seminar? Well, listen, you can get it. You can get it. And the Lord wants you to get it. And so therefore you may have to go back over these things again. And again, I've watched some things. Listen, I've watched some messages. I've listened to some messages so many times. And it's funny, you know, like let's say I listened to a message maybe 30 times, you know. And on the 31st time, I'll hear something on that same message I've been listening to this whole time. And hear something that I didn't hear before. Is that possible? Heard it 30 times. I hear it. Yeah. Yeah, you hear stuff that you didn't hear before. You're going to get stuff you didn't get the first time, the second time, third time, whatever, because you're going to hear it different. You're going to hear it different. And the Lord is going to bring things up to you that you didn't get before. Well, if you're wise, you're just going to get a hold of those things, whatever those things are, whatever those messages are, whether it's me or somebody else, doesn't matter. Whatever those things are, you need to get them as a revelation and truth in you, and you're so solid in you. So a lot of times it just takes repetition and staying with something and staying after something. Amen. Well, I'm just about out of time for this seminar today, and I give you thanks for coming and being with us throughout this seminar. And thank you for just staying with us throughout the whole series here. I really believe that it's going to benefit you big time. Amen. And so until next time, this is your friend, and I appreciate you so much. And I want you to know that I love you.